I've been coming to the Crab Feast about 30 years. This tent, I think it's the fifth year I've had a tent. Keeps getting bigger each time. And I love entertaining people. I look forward to this day. Tomorrow I'll start waiting for the next day, you know, the next year. And I just love thanking people for their friendship to me. And for I have clients that have come up from Florida and from Pittsburgh. And I get a lot of pleasure out of this.
Senator Colburn told me a few minutes ago, I asked him why this is important for a politician to come here, and he said Bruce Mariano has a tent every year, and he always notices who doesn't attend.
Yeah.
Comment on that, and why this is so important for anybody running for office.
It is a phenomenal networking opportunity. You have a lot of very influential and important people, very involved in politics at the state and local level, in one place at one time, eating Maryland's food, the crab, and having the state dessert from Smith Island.
What you're selling, yes.
And if you want to get in seriously into state politics and network and develop relationships, you got to be here.
This is like the Iowa State Fair for presidential candidates.
And when you come here, you got to work it, baby. You know, just work the tent. And it's a great networking and relationship opportunity, not only developing new relationships, but maintain relationships. You sit with someone over beer and crabs or oysters and stuff like that, you get to know each other better.
How has this event changed over the years?
It's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
The food has been supplemented in the tents by the food. I have vodka orange crush. I have white wine. I have wings. I have meatballs. I have hush puppies. So it's really improved in that regard. And each year you find newer and better things to do.
Bruce Berry,
I love doing it. I just love doing it.
Any surprises from this year's event? I mean, anything we may see next year that we weren't expecting?
Well, this crab feast is the first one before the primaries. It's right. The last one mm-hmm. for the primaries. So I think it's going to be bigger and more crowded than perhaps the one next year.
Sure.
I don't know of any other surprises. I don't need any surprises today.
I
really don't, you know.
Bruce Mariano, thank you.